Welcome to the 15 question pop quiz from Megillah Daf Lamed Aleph, plus three bonus questions from previous Masechtos. Number one, which have to learn that we read the two parshas of the close, one before Shavuos and the other before Rosh Hashanah, in order that the year end with its close? That's on Daf Lamed Aleph. Good. Number two, which have to learn what we should do with Tashmishei Mitzvah and Tashmishei Kedusha that we no longer use? That's on Daf Chavav. Good. Number three, which something when that wherever Kodesh Baruch Hu's might is mentioned, his humility is also mentioned. That's on Daf Lamed Aleph. Good. Number four, which something when the one who needs to call someone out of shul should sit down in the shul first and learn a little. That's on Daf Chaf Ches. Good. Number five, which Daf to be Malchus, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, whether a public shul can be sold to a private individual. That's on Daf Chav Zayin. Good. Number six, which have to learn that learning the parsha of Karbanis is as if we brought them and we attain Kapara. That's on Daf Lamed Aleph. Good. Number seven, which Daf to be Malchus, which parsha is considered parsha Shkalim? That's on Daf Chav Tes. Good. Number eight, which Daf to be Malchus, when parsha Zohar is read, when Purim is Erev Shabbos? That's on Daf Lamed. Good. Number nine, which something when the one was not permitted to rent out beds for money in Yerushalayim? That's on Daf Chavav. Good. Number ten, which Daf to be Malchus is what it means when we resume the weekly order in the fifth Shabbos? That's on Daf Lamed. Good. Number 11, which Daf to be learned that anyone who learns halachos every day is muftach to go to Olam Haba? That's on Daf Chav Ches. Good. Number 12, which something learned that we can put one Sefer Torah on top of another? That's on Daf Chav Zayin. Good. Number 13, which Daf do we learn that one should be Mevatel Talmud Torah for Levi and for Hachnasas Kala? That's on Daf Chav Tes. Good. Number 14, which Daf do we have Malchus when Parsha Shkalim is read when Rosh Chodesh is Erev Shabbos? That's on Daf Lamed. Good. And number 15, which of the one that the shuls and Bati Midrashim and Gauls will eventually end up in Eretz Yisrael? That's on Daf Chav Tes. Good. Now the three bonus questions. Number one, which of the one, who steals wood for a sukkah only pays Demei Eitzim? That's on Daf Lamed Aleph and Sukkah. Good. Number two, which of the one, an egg laid on Yantav may be eaten if its mother hen is eaten? That's on Daf Dalet and Be'ah. Good. And number three, which stuff do we learn why we place the ashes on the Nasi and the Av Beis Din first? That's on Daf Tezvav and Tainus. Excellent. All right, that concludes the pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.